things are alive in me, and I'm alive in the promises of God. Now, we thank the Lord for this, that the compromise is the evidence of ones that are not fully purposed. And God forbid that would be us, brothers and sisters. Are we loving this bridal message with all of our heart, soul, and might? And I thank the Lord for you all. And I commend you as unto the grace of God. You demand this. This is why we come to hear these things. These things that, yea, are the deep things of God. And again, are these things that he brings us into this intimacy. And really, is it everything to us? Are we assembling ourselves together the much the more? Are we being equally yoked with like precious faith ones as much by the grace of God that we can be? Amen? And I think of this in speaking of Paul. God kept him in Corinth for a long time with the Corinthians, and he did. There was much word that was given there. There was much word that was worked in the Apostle Paul there. And that word, praise God, to us and for us. But those ones that were about him, those Corinthian saints, they did not want the depth of that gospel. Isn't that something? And Paul, oh, he speaks very clearly. He says, I want to leave here. But God had a work, and it was a work in our precious, this chosen vessel unto God that would bring forth these things in a place, just like Joseph, in a place. Nobody wants this, but yet I'm mining something here. I'm mining, and it might not be for right then, right for those folks, but I'll tell you what, there's going to be a company here, a piece of it. It's 1701 South Sherman on July 3rd, 2024. And you know what, Paul? This is why you experienced a lot of those things, was for that moment. 2,000 years later. Isn't that something? See, time's nothing to him. It's all just there. And the word, beginning, end, Alpha, Omega, this is all what this is. And so we thank God that Paul, as he said, and the reason he wanted to depart there is because the ones there wanted a palm waver relationship with the Lord. Paul desired to assemble himself with those of like precious faith, those who longed for strong meat. That's why he said to the saints that were at the Philippi, the Philippians, he said, dearly beloved to them, my longed for. He longed to be with them. He called them his spouse, essentially, my dearly beloved, and then goes back and calls them beloved again. I long for you. But if I don't come, I'll tell you what, I'm going to send my like precious faith ones to you. Praise the Lord. Because I would care for you in that way. It's the same love. It's the same passion. I'm not going to send somebody that's going to wave a palm in front of you. I'm going to send somebody that's going to hold the crown with you. Praise the Lord. So here is what we have. And here is this encouragement that this is the encouragement of Josiah. Because Josiah, not only for himself, remember he says this, for them that are left in Israel and in Judah. Amen. And it was worth it. The little handful was worth it. And it was worth it to a perfect heart king, and it always is. So as Josiah, we must not live in the darkness, in the night. We must take all truth, arise out of it, and be ready. Praise God. Yes, amen. Now, it only gets sweeter as we go. Did you notice that Josiah appointed five individuals in verse 20? There's five of them that we read, okay? Five is the number of grace. Isn't that something? The Lord touching our hearts with this as well too as Josiah. It's going to be grace for Josiah to receive this deliverance of this high calling, if you will, this all truth, it must be all grace. It has to be approached in that manner. Now, of these five in verse 20 that he sends, I want you to listen to the names of these ones and what the root meaning of each one of these ones are. First of all, it says in verse 5, I'm going to send Hilkiah the priest. That name means Jehovah is my portion. Well, what is the portion of Jehovah? Is grace. So again, here's the 5, and the very first thing that Jehovah is my portion, grace. It's of the perfect-hearted king. He appoints grace. Next of all, Ahikam, my brother has risen, the overcomer. So we have grace and overcoming. Abdon means submission, to submit. So there's a surrendering. There's this tender, passionate one. Shaphan means the hidden treasure. Asahiah, made by Jehovah. That's mercy. So if you think about what he's asking the Lord for and what he's giving to God as he's seeking for himself and these people, he's giving grace, the overcomer, submission, the hidden treasure, and mercy. How glorious. And this is what's coming forth out of the perfect-hearted king, basically, to receive this grace. And where does he send it is verse 22. Go ahead, let's read this. And Hilkiah and they that the king had appointed went to Huldah, the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikvath, the son of Harah, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they spake to her to that effect. So what they brought to her was the petition of Josiah, which was, our fathers were wicked. This wrath is upon us. We want all this truth. We need this to come in, this grace for us to overcome. We surrender. There's a hidden treasure here. We need the mercy. Praise be to God. We just give it to you as unto the Lord. Now I want you to listen to who they're giving this to and what's going on here. First of all, this woman that they're sending it to, this Huldah, who is the prophetess, did you notice it said the keeper of the wardrobe, the garments? This is the only time in the Word of God you'll ever even read this. This comes out of nowhere. What does this even mean? Well, it means a lot to me. Because when I'm thinking about the keeper of the wardrobe, I'm thinking of being arrayed, praise be to God, in that lampros white. I'm thinking about, praise be to God, being arrayed with the righteousness of saints. Isn't that the wardrobe, praise God, that'll be worn by the one that will be taken out before the wrath comes, praise the Lord? Amen. So what we have here is out of nowhere, the only time this ever speaks of is in two places in the Word of God of this wardrobe or this garment keeper, and it's both of Josiah, and it's in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles speaking of Josiah. Now here's why. Huldah, this is the one that's the keeper of this garment. This lampros white, if think of this for us, the righteousness of saints. That comes from Revelation 19:8. But why is this that bridal gown? It's because Huldah, her name means infinite, beyond. It's really unknown. There's really no explanation. It's just beyond. That's what it is. And this wife of Shalom, and Shalom means reward. And Tikva is of hope. So what we have here is the beyond reward of hope. That's where he's sending all of this that's coming out of his heart. This grace and the surrender. Praise the Lord. The reward. The mercy. Lord, I want to overcome. I'm sending this to the beyond reward of hope. I think about the unsearchable exceeding riches of grace, abounding in hope. And where is this found? It's found in Jerusalem. Double peace, praise God. But then it says college. What does that even mean? Double portion. She's the keeper of the beyond reward of hope in the place of the double portion. I just have to stand there and say, you know, Lord, This is why this all makes sense. You can read through this and you'd read a story and it's like, okay, but what does that even mean? Why did they seek her out? Why is her name this? Why is she there? Why does it list a dad and then the dad's dad or the dad's place that he's from? And sometimes it doesn't, but here it does. And I'll tell you one thing about the Word of God, everything means something. No duh. And it does. And that's when the Lord brings us to these places and he's beginning to show us these things. It's just like with Josiah here. This wasn't an accident. The Lord, he did. I'll have grace upon whom I'll have grace. God put the perfect heart in Josiah. It was going to be Josiah. It wasn't going to be anybody else. The time that all truth was coming out, that it was going to be found in that temple, was right then. It wasn't going to be the king before. It wasn't going to be the king after. It was this king. It's you kings. This is where it's happened. This is why we're here. This is why we're part of this church age. This is why, by the grace of God, we gather tonight, that we're in this little remnant, and you think about all of the wickedness that's around us. All of the idols that are here. All of the false gods that are circling. They're just here. But God. But God. And this is the place. This is what he's chosen. And I thank God. And this is the time. And this is how exact it is. And I thank the Lord that, you know what, as Paul said back then, but you know this. You're right. Because you are the mature sons of light. You're the mature sons of the day of the coming of the Lord. That is our living. This is our life. This is our calling. We're the remnant. I thank the Lord and praise be to God. That's the hidden mystery that is revealed to us. And it's not to stretch. It's not to do anything. It's just like, oh my goodness, that's just another beautiful type and shadow. It's another parallel, synonym, whatever you want to say. That's it. It's mine. Now, we have time to read the rest of the victory, and it even gets better. Okay, let's read verse 23. And she answered them. So Huldah answers them as they come to her with the king's request about escaping the wrath. All right? Thus saith the Lord of God of Israel, tell ye the man that sent you to me, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil. So she tells him what he already knows. I'm going to bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof. Oh yes, God's going to do that. And all the curses that are written in the book, which they have read before the king of Judah. We know Revelation. We know what's coming. We know the plagues that are going to be unleashed. Praise the Lord. So all of this is coming forth. And yes, it is. You're not going to stop that. And we're not asking the Lord to stop that. Matter of fact, we're asking the Lord, hurry it up. Even so, Lord, come quickly. See? Because why? Because we know. We're not entering into that. Because we're not appointed to that. Now, she goes on to say, verse 25, because they have what? Forsaken me. They have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger, and with all the works of their hands. Therefore, my wrath shall be poured out upon this place, and shall not be quenched. Notice how it said the works of their hands. Do you see how despicable our works are? The filthy rags. And as Paul said, Lord, that I would not be found having mine own righteousness, but the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Only found in that. Yes. Now he goes on to say, and as for the king of Judah, now he said, therefore my wrath's going to be poured out upon this place. It's not going to be quenched. You're not going to stop this. And as for the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall ye say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words that thou hast heard. Isn't that beautiful? See, all this is coming forth, but you heard something. That ear heareth what the Spirit saith to the church. That ear that the king has heareth this. That's why you hear this, kings. See? Again, not to think highly of ourselves. We know that. We even just praise him the more and decrease even the more. Because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God when thou heard his word. Isn't that so sweet? I thank the Lord. There's times that I've said, Lord, and I mean this sometimes. I know he's given us tender hearts, and sometimes tender hearts get wounded. And you don't want to be that tender. And sometimes you wish you weren't that tender. I think I'm speaking to the same perfect-hearted kings. Because it's not easy. But God has made us tender. And we can never be tender enough. And that's why I appreciated Brother Hill always saying, break up the fallow ground. There's a lot of things that come our way, and sometimes we can get so wounded and hurt, you know, in a tender way, but then we get hard and we harden ourselves. We need more grace. We need more mercy. Don't be one that when you're wounded or whatever, and I've been there where you cut it off. Oh, they're dead to me. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I thank God how he works that in our lives. And thou didst humble thyself before God. See, when you hear it, you don't get proud. You're just in awe of the mercy of the Lord. That, Lord, you brought me. You brought me. The less of the least, Gideon. I'm looking at a lot of Gideons out here, and I think we all know it. It was the last one that would have thought, you were the worst, you were the least, you were the this, and maybe you still are, but not to God. So he says here, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heard his words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and again humbled thyself before me and did rent thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. I love that. I've come for thy words. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered to thy grave in peace. Neither shall thine eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place and upon the inhabitants of the same. So they brought the king word again. Do you see that? He was raptured out of it. He didn't have to see it. I will keep thee from the hour of temptation. I'll gather you to your fathers. I just love it. This is us. We're reading, praise God, the type and shadow of what we're about to see, what we're about to have. And isn't it beautiful? Because the Lord shows us. Enoch walked with God and was not. Elijah was taken up in a chariot. Amen? We know that some of the graves were open. Amen? Some of them. All right? So we've seen these raptures. And here, praise the Lord, here we see someone that everybody else was appointed to that wrath. But this perfect-hearted king and that remnant, they were taken and spared of it. I'm going to gather you to my fathers, to thy fathers, before the wrath hits. Isn't that something? Praise God. Oh, I love it. And, you know, how does he even respond from that? And we'll close it up with that. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the priests and the Levites and all the people, great and small. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. All he wanted to do is he didn't hear it once. The word came back to him. What did he want to do? Keep reading it. Keep letting everybody hear in it. We're going to dwell in this. This is what we're going to dwell in. This is going to be our feeding. This is everything. He's promised us this. He's going to keep us from this wrath. And it was told him. It wasn't that he just found out someday that he missed it. You know what I'm saying? That he was prevented, or the Lord took him, that he didn't have to go into that. The Lord told him beforehand. Amen. The Lord communed with him. The word came again unto him. Think of what the Lord has done with us and how the word continues to come again and again and again to us. I thank God, honeys. I'll tell you, I love how the Lord, we're seated together with him right now. We're out of here right now. I thank God that faith takes me out of this life, that we are born of God. We are of the Spirit. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And that's what you are. That is who you are. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. You're not that anymore. And you understand that. And you thank God for it. And I don't need to contend with. Why would I contend with something that I'm not? Why would I give attention to something that I'm not? Why would I give attention to something the Lord doesn't want me to be paying attention to? I'm now a son of God. I'm now seated in the heavens in Christ with him in that throne. Hallelujah. We're together. That's where we occupy. That's where we live. That's where we breathe. That is everything. And I thank the Lord. And I ask you. You ask me what you could ever do for me. Pray for me. Pray, Lord, increase my faith in this. Increase this joy. Increase, Lord God, tenderness in my life. I need to be more tender. I need to be more submissive. I need to be more overcoming. I need to seek that reward the more. And it's all going to be one way. All by grace. All by grace. All right, let's stand and be dismissed.